This is the West Holmes School Report for WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick, and with me today I have Dawn Martin, who is head of the food services for West Holmes Local Schools. And welcome to the School Report, Dawn.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And so the hot topic when it comes to lunches is always making sure they get those free and reduced in and paying on their accounts. Those are the two biggest things that get stressed when it comes to lunches at the schools.
Correct. So right now, a free and reduced application, that can be submitted anytime throughout the school year. So if you have a change in income or anything would happen, like you get laid off, a lot of people get laid off in the wintertime, then you can use your, fill out a free and reduced application. And if you qualify, then we can get your kids receiving free meals. Anyone that is on reduced is free as well this year, and they're looking at doing it again next year.
That's got to be so helpful.
Yes, it is. It's very helpful for a lot of these families with that. And then we do have some families that just don't qualify, and it's a little bit more of a struggle, but they are still responsible for those lunch accounts if they have don't want to send the money in with their child, because sometimes it doesn't get there.
What?
Yeah.
I never.
So they can do, if you go to payschoolcentral.com and they can pay online, they just need their student's lunch account number to set up the account. They can set it up on a reoccurring debit from their checking, savings, a credit card, however they want it to be.
To make it easy peasy, no think.
Yes. And then you can also get alerts with that. You can also see the activity of the kids' accounts, what they're eating every single day, and making sure that they are eating what they're telling you that they're having.
So it actually says like what they get for meals.
So like it'll say lunch for lunch, but if they're coming in, and especially when they get to be middle schoolers, it's the scooter bars and the fruit roll-ups and the chips and
the snacks.
Yeah, the snack stuff. And then, oh, I think I'm going to buy five of them because I want them for my friends. And then parents are calling in and saying, hey, what's going on
here? Where's
my money? Yeah, so we can put alerts on those accounts, and so that they have maybe a limit, or that it says, you know, only one item of like an a la carte that they can purchase.
That's very handy. It definitely puts the lunches kind of back in the hands of parents instead of, you know, back in the day, who knows what happened to most of the kids' lunch money.
Right, exactly. That is the truth. I think I took mine to Finney's many a times in the morning and maybe got a granola bar and apple juice on my way.
And so you said that there are some accounts that are needing to be paid. You know, we're in 26 now. We're getting into the second half of the school year before too long.
Right.
It's crazy to think about that, but right. You don't want to get too far behind.
Right. And that's the biggest thing. You know, even if you just give me a call and say, hey, you know, I can send in $5 or $10 here, that's fine. Just as long as you're making an effort on it, that's all we ask. We do email notifications home on a regular basis. It goes through our final forms. So that usually goes out on a weekly basis. If they get too high, then I'll mail them directly in the mail or maybe send a letter home with one of the students. I like to mail them over sending them home with a student because sometimes they get lost in their backpacks.
Everybody knows that some parents are just struggling. You guys also give the opportunity for folks to make donations to help these kids that are struggling.
Right. And we have like, it's called like our angel fund. So if someone wants to donate money, then I put that into that account. And then we have to disperse it over all of, according to the Ohio Department of Education, we have to disperse that over all students. We can't just specifically pick one child and put it on that child's. It has to be divided up amongst a bunch of kids. So we do that. The only way that we specify anything is if someone wants it to go to a certain building. Because some people will say, here's some money, I just want it to go to Millersburg only or Lakeville. And so then we'll make sure that only the kids in those buildings receive it.
And there are people who very generously help out these families.
Yes.
To make sure these kids' lunches are getting paid.
Mm-hmm. And we greatly appreciate all those donations. I have a person, they send a $20 check-in, and I usually get it like maybe once or twice a month. And I just appreciate that so much, because that $20 check can help out in so many ways with kids.
And even if there are, you know, back due on lunches, you guys always stress that the kids still get to eat.
Yes, yes. They still get to eat no matter what. We do not pull lunches. We don't do any of that, because we feel that these kids need those meals. That's what helps their brain grow, and that's what gives them the concentration that they need in their classrooms throughout the day.
It's always good to just make sure to point that home, that they're getting fed.
Yes, yes, exactly. I can't deny a child. I have a hard time with that.
Right, exactly. And so there's also some other opportunities in the food services happening at West Holmes as well.
Yes. So at our high school, we actually have a coffee bar, and that is run every single morning. There are a few mornings that maybe we don't have it, but majority of the time it is. The band students help with running that, so they get $1 per cup that is sold, and that's part of their fundraiser. So it makes it nice. We have iced coffees, hot coffees, and now we're doing flavored iced teas as well. And all of these follow the Smart Snack approval, so we are able to serve it with caffeine, the amount of caffeine that a student can have in the high school level, and no sugars. Everything is sugar-free.
So it's all within guidelines and proper. And you kind of gave it its early start last year, and this is its full run now this school year.
Yes, yes. And sometimes it's kind of hard in the morning, you know, because kids, if they're kind of like how I was in high school, you kind of roll in at the last minute. But yeah, by the time they can get down there, get their coffee and stuff. So we try and make it easy things. That way it's a quick make and go. So that way they can get to their classes right away.
And have you been getting good response from the students?
Actually we have. We've had a really good response. During the lunchtime, we are actually doing our teas. We're doing our flavored teas during lunchtime. And then we, on Fridays, if we have leftover mocha, then I go ahead and I serve those up. And then we serve those during our lunchtime on Friday, just to get the chocolate milk and that used up.
A little extra special on a Friday.
That's
doesn't
right.
hurt anybody.
That's right. Exactly.
And so what else do we have going on at West Holmes?
So we have our new building, and it's so exciting. I went out about a week ago or so, and we looked at everything, the superintendent and two other staff members and myself, and we got to see the new kitchen. I'm so excited about it. So there's going to be a lot of great opportunities with this. Bringing all of the elementaries together is going to be huge, just equipment-wise alone. Is going to be huge. Yeah, because when you've got freezers down at three different buildings and you're trying to repair, and then you've got, you know, a oven or whatever, this now will be all one central location. There's less equipment. There's less groceries. So we're going to be saving there, where, you know, we're not ordering for four different buildings and having, you know, what they have left over and that they just keep using, because we are on cycle type menus. Mm-hmm. So this will be really nice, because that'll alleviate some of that extra cost with everything.
And for the most part, how lunches and everything function will stay the same. You guys are just going to be more efficient at
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yeah. And some people have asked if we were going to offer them two different meals, and we're not going to, because when you're dealing with elementary kids, it's really hard, especially when in the morning they say, no, I want a yogurt lunch, and then they get in there and then they see the meal.
I don't
want
a yogurt lunch.
Yeah, and then it's like, I want a hot lunch, and which is fine. They can switch at any time. We'll still offer the alternative, which is a yogurt or a peanut butter lunch. We'll still offer those, but we're still going to serve the same meal on both lines. And that'll be nice too, because we'll have two lines, where Millersburg is our only school that has two lines that come through. And right now, I've kind of been doing some numbers, and we're averaging like around 476 kids a day that are eating lunch. So that's going to be a huge number, from going from Nashville and Lakeville, our smaller buildings, mm-hmm. to serving that many. So that'll be an adjustment for those cooks when they go into the new building. But I'm so excited about it, and I'm excited just about the whole layout of it.
And you're still going to bring everybody together too, as far as your crew.
Yes. So mainly how it's kind of working right now, we have a lot of ladies that are going to be retiring. So if numbers are all working correctly, then we'll actually have the exact amount of staff that we're going to be needing for that building. So, which will be awesome.
That's got to be really a good feeling going yes. into a new building. Like, oh, how am I going to feed all these kids at once now?
Right, right. Exactly. So we'll have the same amount of staff members that we have at our high school and middle school. So, but we may be staggering a little bit differently just because we have a larger number of kids that we're feeding compared to the high school and middle school.
And any last thoughts on food services at West Holmes before we wrap this up?
Well, I'm kind of excited because yesterday I got an email from the USDA with Kennedy and with some of the new dietary guidelines. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they're bringing sodium back in, vitamin D back in, which is huge because these kids need vitamin D and they need sodium. So I'm hoping that this does all prevail for next year and maybe over the next couple years instead of eliminating that. I get the whole sugar thing and I understand the whole overabundance of sodium, mm-hmm. but growing kids need sodium, especially active kids. They need that sodium. They need the vitamin D for their bones and growth and that. So I'm really hoping that with these new dietary guidelines that that'll make some changes for us as school districts, that it won't be so hard with all of this extra stuff and that they want to go back to supporting the farmers and making things fresh again and not all of this processed food, which is going to be awesome. Yes, absolutely love awesome. That idea.
Well, it sounds like a lot of good things happening in the food service world, which you don't always get to give good news when it comes to food service.
Exactly, exactly. I know.
Well, thank you so much for joining in with us for our West Holmes School Report.
Well, thank you.
That was West Holmes Food Service Director Don Martin. For WKLM's West Holmes School Report, I'm Melissa Patrick.